Like so, we're glad to be back in the Lord's house this morning. Glad to have all of you able to come, be in the service today with us. Just trust and pray that you pray for us. Do that Lord bids you to do. We are glad to have you. Glad to have those looking on today. So you just remember us in that. Out of your prayers, we need them. Appreciate that of the song service, really do. Appreciate the Sunday school hour. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the third chapter of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, the third chapter. Familiar scriptures we know this morning. So you just bear with us. We're going to start with the first verse. Says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years, and was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the third chapter of the book of Hebrews. We've already said it's very familiar scripture. Several things in this chapter we well know and you well know. But we've got just a little thought that we'd like to leave with you, God being our helper. There's some things that Moses, brethren, had left with the children of Israel. And we're in the book of Hebrews in our Sunday school, and we've running across a good bit of things. But they were things that Moses had brought to the children of Israel that the children of Israel never had seen, nor had they ever heard of. But the scripture teaches us that he was led and he was guided by the hand of God. And not was he just led and guided by the hand of God, he had faith in God. And brethren, when the Lord give him something, and that to give to the people, then that's what he done. Most certainly was. And I want to talk to us just a little bit this morning, God being our helper. They went through this wilderness, brethren, for 40 years. And that 40 year span of time was their own doing. It wasn't God's doing. It wasn't the way that God told them that they had to go. But brethren, it was the way that they chose because they did not believe God. Now, these folks today, and I'll just be honest with you, that are traveling down a path simply because they've not believed God. They most certainly have in this day. Brethren, that you choose sometimes the path that you'll go, brethren, and my friend, it's not God's choice that you go there, but you go there because you've done some choosing on your own. Amen. When God said no, you went the other direction. Amen. Brethren, listen to me. How long, how many times does God have to prove himself to you today? You think about it. Brethren, he went through that wilderness for 40 years. He said, your fathers has tempted me and they proved me for 40 years. They didn't believe me. Think about it. Think about it. These folks in the midst of trouble, these folks in the midst of things this morning, brethren, and you're there because you chose to take the wilderness route. These people, my friends, still living in the wilderness. Do you know that? These folks, my friend, how long? How long? How many times, brethren, does God have to prove himself to you? How many times? I thought down through the ages and down through time, my friend, in the days of Noah, my friend, God found grace in the eyes of Noah. Yes, he found grace, had grace upon him, had mercy upon him. Why? Because Noah believed God. There's some things, my friend, I believe that God had proved unto Noah. Do you know these people today that still wanting proof that God is God? They are. These things today that people, brethren, still want to know that God is God. How many times he going to have to prove himself? Think about it. Brethren, he delivered Noah, did he not, and his whole household. Yes, sir. And think about it. Now the Bible teaches us, you go on just a little bit, The Bible says, by faith, Noah, moved with fear, being warned of God, brethren, he prepared an ark, brethren, to the saving of his soul. Brethren, do you believe God unto the saving of your soul? Yes, sir. To the saving of your soul. Now you listen to me. Brethren, these folks, my friend, going down a hard road. Yes, they are. Why? Brethren, they still want God to prove himself. Brethren, how many times does he have to prove himself? How many times does he have to come, my friend, and deliver you? Yeah, deliver you. Brethren, there's times after time that God had to send his own people, brethren, to deliver them. Brethren, that did not believe in him. You listen to me. Listen, Abraham. Abraham left his own country. You know why he left his own country? Because the Lord told him to move. He told him to leave. Yes, he did. And the Bible says that Abraham believed God, my friend. I wonder today when God whispers, or my friend, God tells us we need to move. Brethren, are we willing to move? Are we willing to do them things? I really don't know and understand this morning, brethren, what kind of proof people's looking for. I got news for you. It takes faith to believe in God. Yes, it does. You read the faith chapter, my friend, and it tells you that the time wouldn't permit, brethren, to write about all them that had faith in God, that believed in God. How long, how many times does God have to prove himself? Think about it. Brethren, God's proved himself over and over and over again. Yes, he has. He done it to the children of Israel for years, hundreds and thousands of years on end, my friend. And they still didn't believe him. How many times God gonna have to prove himself? Think about it. How many times? Brethren, he said 40 years I was with them. He said their shoes didn't wear out, their clothes didn't wear out. And the truth of it is, they did not go hungry. Do you know that? Brother, he fed them with manna. Yes, sir. They come to the place one time that they loathed that manna. They loathed it. They didn't care. They never seen manna again. About like growing up around the house, my friend. We had certain things on certain nights. We most certainly did. Tuesday night, my friend, we had pinto beans and cornbread. Yes, we did. And I'll be quite frank with you. By the time I got ready to leave the house, I didn't care where I seen a pinto bean or not. Yes, sir. My friend, but I'll tell you, I still eat them. Thank God they're good for you. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But listen. Listen, they got to the place that they had too much manna, and they asked Moses, couldn't they have a little flesh? Couldn't they have a little meat? Yes, sir, he cried to God. And you know what the Lord said? The Lord sent them some meat. He sent them the quail, did he not? They just flew in there. Just flew in there. Brethren, so many cubits high, my friend, were they? And he said, in other words, this is the Lord's humor. He said, I hope you have meat in your teeth for 30 days. Think about it. How many times God got to prove himself? How many times? Brethren, over and over again. Over and over. You know, we think sometimes we're hard-headed, stubborn people, and we probably are. Most of us has got pretty good roots of that. Did you know that? Yes, we have. But the real truth of it is, how many times does God have to prove himself to us this morning? We're not talking about the children of Israel. We're not talking about, my friend, them that went through the wilderness 40 years. I'm honest, just as honest as I can be. Did you know there's dangers in the wilderness? Did you know there's snares in the wilderness? Did you know there's pits in the wilderness? My friend, God can help you today. Yes, he can. He can keep you out of a lot of trouble. Do you know that? He can keep you out of a lot of trouble. Yes, he can. He can keep you, my friend. He can keep you in a place, my friend, that'll be good for you and him both. Yes, he can. Yes, he right here. Right in 20. 21. God's still able to deliver you. He's able to bring you out of some things. Yes, he is. He's able, my friend. Abraham ain't the only one God's ever blessed. You believe that? He blessed Abraham. Yes, he did. He blessed him out of two nations. My friend, come out of his loins. And the truth of it is, we're still children of Abraham. Yes, we are. That's how much God blessed him. Now, I'll be honest with you. Abraham ain't the only man God's ever blessed. Huh? We'd be in foul shape if the Lord didn't bless. Do you know that? If the Lord didn't bless us. If the Lord didn't look down upon us. If the Lord didn't have mercy upon us. Brother, we'd be in foul shape. Yes, we would. I wonder sometimes how many times the Lord has to prove himself to us. To us. Why, preacher, I never will doubt the Lord. You know Peter said that? Huh? We compare ourselves a lot of times to people in the Bible. My friend, I'll tell you, you compare yourself to Peter. Did you know that Peter at this point wasn't saved? Wasn't born again? Not at this time. He believed Jesus. I believe with all his heart. Brethren, when he told him he loved him, thank God, I believe he meant it, my friend. But he told Peter, he said, 3 times you'll deny me. 3 times you'll deny me before the cock crow. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Why, preacher, I never will go back on the Lord. How many times does the Lord have to prove himself? In your eyes and in your heart and in today, just today. How many times? Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. You'll never find anybody, brother, that's more forgiving than the Lord is today. He'll forgive you. Yes, he will. He'll have mercy upon you. Yes, he will. Brethren, these things. Abraham. How many times, I wondered, how many times had he proved? My friend, the truth of it is that Abraham wouldn't move, my friend, without building an altar. Do you know that? You want to know why God blessed him? That's a number one reason. That's a number one. You stay close to God. You stay to where you can get a hold of God. Brethren, he won't have to proved himself. Thank God he'll just take care of you. He'll do it. He wants to hear from you. Did you know that? He wants to hear from you. The four, the three Hebrew children and Daniel, four. There's four of them come out of captivity, been down Jerusalem. They brought them down into Babylon, down into captivity. And I want you to know something, folks. These four men, they believed God. They believed in God, and they believed God could take care of them. And they were prisoners. Yeah, captive. Captive. Brethren, the three of them got put on the block down there, and they told Nebuchadnezzar, they said, whether our God delivers us or not, said, we're not going to bow. Brethren, they had a God bigger than Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, they did. Think about it. Brethren, the times that they put Daniel to test. Huh? Daniel to test. When he knew that oath, that decree had went out, my friend, the Bible says, and it's real plain on it. It says he went to the wind, opened up the windows toward Jerusalem as he had at other times. Brother, he had already been doing that, and they knowed it. They couldn't find nothing against him except him, my friend, making a petition of prayer unto God. How many times the Lord had to prove himself? How many times did the Lord have to say, I am the Lord? Huh? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Brethren, if you want life, you gonna have to get Jesus this morning. Yes, you are. This world, my friend, thinks they're living. They're existing. They're existing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't help it this morning. You say, preacher, you should have found you another message. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of times I wished I'd have got another message. Yes, sir. But the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, brethren, we're just like men all over this world. And we got to have proof. Do you know that? We got to have proof. You want to see my God? I can't paint you no picture of him. I can't. You want to see my God? I can't tell you a whole lot about him. My friend, he's merciful. He's loving. I'll say this. He's understanding. Do you know that? He's understanding. Yes, he is. He's more understanding than we are. Brethren, he's more compassionate than we are. He's more loving than we are. But he is also a God of wrath today. Preacher, I don't like that. Most of this world don't like that. Do you know the truth of it is, most of this world, my friend, is in a compromised place. Yes, they are. They actually don't know exactly what they're looking for. Huh? They don't. They don't know exactly. They're looking for something. They're looking for that total satisfaction. That, my friend, that'll satisfy the longing in their soul. Brethren, you cannot satisfy it with worldly things. No way, form, or fashion. I wonder this morning, my friend, how many times the Lord has to prove himself that he is Lord. You'll find a time, my friend, when the children of Israel had got down to the place that they couldn't go anywhere. And they had the enemy behind them. And they had a mountain on both sides of them and the Red Sea sitting in front of them. And you know what they done? They cried for Moses. And Moses, my friend, didn't know altogether what to do. He cried out to God. And God said, tell them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'll say this, if we could get still long enough, we could see more of the Lord. Do you know that? We just get still long enough. But we're busy. We're busy. We're too busy. We're so busy, we ain't got time for the Lord. Think about it. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, Moses, stretch forth that rod. He stretched that rod, my friend, and them waters began to part, my friend. They went across on dry ground. Did they not? How many times has the Lord had to prove himself? They come to a water hole there in the wilderness. Brethren, they is about to thirst to death. And one of them took a drink and they said, it's death in the water. Yes, no good. Bible says that Moses took a tree and cast into the water. And the water became sweet. The water became good to drink. Did it not? There's time after time after time that God had proved himself. That he had showed that he was God. And besides him, there was no other. Go on down in the days of Elijah. Brethren, the children of Israel had followed after Ahab and Jezebel and that of the prophets of the groves and the prophets of Baal. They had followed after those things. Listen, brethren, there come a day that Elijah got a hold of Ahab. And he said, bring them to Carmel. He said, bring them to Carmel. Get them all down gathered here at Carmel. He said, if God be God, he said, we're going to let the God that is God answer by fire. Answer by fire. You say, preacher, it don't take all that for me to believe in God. The truth of it is, we're living in such a time that it takes some great something, brother, for people to believe in God. Yes, it does. But brethren, we're living in a day also when we have very little faith. I'm just going to be plain as I know how to be with you this morning. These things, my friend, these people today. I heard Brother Joy say something at the funeral the other day, and I give a lot of thought to it. And he is talking about this woman that he has had the funeral over, and he made mention, he said, we prayed. And he said, we prayed at every meeting. And, brethren, they is having revival. And he said, every service, every morning, every night. And he said, we prayed. And he said, there's people praying everywhere. And my friend, he said, I don't know the mind of God. He said, all I can tell you, it must not have been God's will that she lived. It's hard for us to understand that. Do you know that? Now I'm going to tell you something. You don't know what's coming after today. You don't know what's coming after right now. No, sir. No, sir. These people that left their houses this morning, that'll never return to it. They are. These folks round about. You say, preacher, God don't answer all my prayers. He'll answer every one of them. But it's got to be his will. It's got to be the Lord's will. Listen, how many times did the Lord have to prove himself? How many times? I've wondered, we're living in the midst of a world, my friend, that you can just about do anything you want to and get by with it. Do you know that? Just about anything you want to do and get by with it. Yes, sir. That's the kind of society that we're living in the midst of today. But I'll guarantee you, God ain't lost any of His power. No, sir. He's not lost any of it. Preacher, why don't the Lord just turn them down and shower them down? And why don't He just flood them out? And why don't He do this? And why don't He do that? The truth of it is that we don't know the mind of God. The real truth of it is, my friend, that a lot of that goes on and we never pay it no mind. No mind, my friend. There's folks this very morning that ain't got a place to go back to. Yes, sir. There's folks this very morning, my friend, that's had their world turned upside down. There's people this morning, my friend, that has some great health problem that they didn't know they had last week. You hear me? There's people in all kinds of conditions. And we think that God just hangs around the hospital. Brother, we're badly fooled today. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I had an aunt, still got an aunt. She's still alive. I don't think she knows anybody in this world. Listen. Years ago, she got sick, got down to the hospital. We went and visited her a few times, and I did not visit that woman, but what she... The first things come out of her mouth, and I never opened mine. She said, Randy, I'll be in church Sunday. I didn't ask her. Huh? I didn't ask for that. Huh? Must have been bothering her. Huh? Must have been bothering her. Well, preacher, I'll get everything straightened up, and then I'll go to church. Well, I got news for you. You ought to go to church whether it's straight or not. Glory to God! You might find out a little bit about the blessings. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To my knowledge, my friend, she didn't go. Huh? She didn't go. No, sir. I'll say again, I didn't ask for that. The truth of it is, the Lord didn't ask her about that. Huh? If she felt like going to church, she ought to have been going. You say, preacher, you know you on live? Yes, I do. My friend, it don't make no difference. She knows. My friend, if she knows anything. Brother, how long, how many times does God have to prove Himself? Over and over and over again. I like it. A lot of people don't. I appreciate people, my friend, that they'll put something in their yard, my friend, says something, do you know you're saved? Huh? Do you believe in God? Huh? It's just a saying. Yeah, it's just a saying. I don't see one in your yard. Huh? Or mine either. Huh? Just tell. I preach, there ain't something wrong with them kind of people. What's wrong? Brother, they just asked the question. Brother, do you believe in God? How many times does the Lord have to prove Himself? How many times the children of Israel, my friend, He had to prove Himself over and over and over. He said, He called them, did He not? He said, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. As they did in the day of provocation. As they did, my friend, when they provoked God. Did you know there were times that they provoked Him to anger? Yes, sir, to anger. Moses stood one time, yes, sir, and cried out to the Lord. And the Lord told Moses, He said, I'll do away with whom I'll do away with. Yes, sir, and I'll show mercy on whom I'll show mercy. He said, am I not able of these rocks to build me up a house, brother, that will believe me? Think about it. Children of Abraham. Children of Abraham, where's your faith? Where's your faith? You know when your faith really comes into play? When everything else fails. When everything else seems like it's falling apart and you don't fall apart. You hear me? You hear me? You say, preacher, you ain't got no feelings. I got news for you. I feel just like you do. Yes, sir, I hurt just like you do. Yes, sir, I got some deep, deep compassion about me just like you do. But, brethren, I don't show enough of it. I'd rather believe that God can fix things, my friend, than I had to be angry at Him. Hadn't you? Oh, preacher, things in my life just ain't went right. Well, how long you want to sit down and talk about things not going right? Huh? Paul, my friend, the preacher man of God. Yes, sir, he is shipwrecked. What, three times? Beat. 5 times. Yes, sir. Spent a day and a night, my friend, out in the open. Left for dead. Thank God we're talking about Paul. God's man. Yes, sir. God's man. You say, preacher, God didn't love him much, did he? No, he brought him through every bit of it. Did he not? Brought him through every bit of it. Well, preacher, I can't help but to be angry. Well, brother, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Think about it. How many times did the Lord have to prove Himself? How many times? Oh, Lord, if I'm your servant. You know, the real truth of it is, God knows whether we're His servant or not. Do you know that? I'm persuaded to believe, my friend, that you know whether or not you're a servant of God. Yes, sir. It ain't just that God knows things. Brethren, it is that me and you know some things. That me and you have the capability, brethren, and the ability to feel the Holy Ghost of God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. There's things. How many times? How many of you has been in the fiery furnace and it didn't burn you? Huh? Heated it up 7 times hotter. It's amazing to me. I've watched documentaries, my friend, and they'll get on some of these things and they try to explain how that heat didn't kill them men that's on the inside. Huh? They ain't read their Bible. All I can tell you. What do you mean they ain't read their Bible? Bible says that it killed them that throwed them in there. That's how hot it was. I don't believe there's any cooler in there. Do you? Well, that just don't make good sense. No, sir. It ain't even scientific. Do you know that? These people, my friend, that absolutely have to prove scientifically, physically, naturally, carnally, they've got to prove everything that God is God. They just can't believe it otherwise. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to receive very much from the Lord. Do you know that? You're not going to see very much from the Lord. You go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews and you read that chapter and you see if those men and those women alike by faith, through faith, my friend, they all believe God by faith, not seeing a thing. Not seeing or feeling, thank God, a thing, except the Spirit of God move upon you. Listen. We sang a song, my friend, sometimes, that the Holy Spirit is in this place. I don't have to tell you when the Spirit's in this place. Do you know that? I don't have to tell you. You may be lost as lost can be, my friend, and I'll guarantee you, you can recognize when the Holy Spirit, brethren's moving. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. There's one thing this morning, I don't know, there's multitudes of signs throughout the Scripture. Do you know that Hannah, my friend, could not have children? Hannah had no child. She could not have children. Her womb was shut up. Yes, sir. But brethren, she got to the place, Darrell, she wasn't satisfied. Her adversary, Peninnah, her adversary, my friend, was continually gouging and poking at her because Peninnah had many children. Yeah. Yeah. Continually poking at her. But I've often said this. I appreciate it. I really do. More than anything, but I've often said it. My friend, God didn't have to prove Himself to Hannah. She already believed in Him. Brethren, had she not believed in Him, she wouldn't have went over to the sanctuary or the temple. No, sir, she'd have not went. She'd have not bothered Him. Elkanah, her husband, said, "It ain't a new moon. It's not a Sabbath." Said, "What are you going to the temple for?" Thank God. She had a problem. Yeah! Glory to God! And Elkanah couldn't do nothing about it. He couldn't. Elkanah couldn't help her. No, sir, really. But I've often said this, my friend. Hannah prayed for a male child. Yes, sir. You know what? God needed a man. Yes, sir. God needed a man. You just do the math, my friend. They wouldn't nobody. Eli's over there in the house of God just went wild, my friend. Yes, sir. The house of God was all out of shape. Yes, it was. And the Lord knowed it. But Hannah went over to pray for a male child. And brethren, she got one. You know, she got one. Yes, sir. God didn't work out the means of normal things. Did you know that? She conceived. Yes, sir. She conceived. And brethren, she carried that child, I believe, just like a woman carries one today. Listen to me. But brethren, there's something, brethren, hanging on what Hannah had said. She said, "You give me a male child." She said, "When he's old enough, when he's weaned," said, "I'll bring him back to you. I'll give him back to you." Literally. Literally. Brethren, and that's exactly what she done. She had a male child and she called his name Samuel. Asked of God. Brethren, she know where he come from. Glory to God! God will work in our lives sometimes and we won't give Him the glory. It's the truth. Yes, sir. He'll work something out. We've been trying to work on, gets in a bigger mess, and He'll start to work on it and just straighten it out. And we won't give Him a time of day. When he is old enough, Samuel, when he is old enough, my friend, he went back to the house of God. Yes, sir. Took him over to Eli. "Here's my boy." Eli didn't know what's going on when she was praying. No way. Eli couldn't help her. It took God to help her. Think about it. Brother, she took him back over there. You know what Eli done? Eli started training him. Huh? I don't know. It really don't say. But I believe Eli had a little bit of inkling that something was coming up. Something was going on. He trained him. Trained him in the house of God. One night Samuel laid down. Samuel! He got up and run to Eli. Did he not? Eli said, lay back down. I've not called you. Laid back down. Samuel! Went back to Eli and he said, I've not called you, son. Go lay back down. Laid back down. Samuel! Huh? I believe he heard him. Don't you? I believe he heard him. Brothers, what confused him? He didn't know who was calling. Got book on it. He didn't know. For the Lord had not yet been revealed unto Samuel. Read it. He went to Eli a third time and Eli perceived. Eli did. Eli said, you go lay back down. He said, when he calls you again, he said, speak, Lord. For thy servant heareth. Woo! Glory! Glory to God! Ain't it good, my friend, just to hear the Lord call you? Brethren, he called him the fourth time. Yes, he did. When he called him that fourth time, my friend, old Samuel said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And he told him some things. He told him some things. You know what he told him? He told him some things about the house of God and about Eli and about what was going to happen. Brethren, and they come to pass. Yes, they did. They come to pass. How many times does the Lord have to prove himself to you? The question is to you. To you. How many times does the Lord have to prove himself? I don't know whether you think that the Lord just not able any more, but God's able to perform miracles right in the front of your eyes. And the truth of it is, he does it sometimes and we don't even recognize it. Huh? This world calls it, well, it just happened. Huh? Coincident. Yes, that's one of our favorite words, ain't it? Coincident. Coincident. Not so. Not so. You can believe what you want to. Most folks do. You know that? But I've often looked at it just like this. This took me a while. This took me a while, my friend, to figure out sometimes when the Lord was speaking. You say, preacher, you're a preacher. It's took me a while. I'll say it again. It's took me a while sometimes to figure out when the Lord is speaking. Because the Lord don't talk to me audibly all the time. I ain't going to say he ain't never. I promise you I ain't going to say that. He knows my name. He knows your name. Yes, he does. And I'll tell you, when he speaks to you, you'll hear him. Well, preacher, you just said it took you a while. Sometimes he does things, my friend, just to see if I'm taking notice. Huh? Just to see if I'm, my friend, where I'm supposed to be and looking for him. He speaks to me sometimes in the oddest ways. In the oddest ways. Yes, sir. Naturally things. Sometimes, preacher, he don't work in the natural. He does. Sometimes. Have any of y'all ever read the scripture where the Bible says that he sent angels unaware? Huh? Unaware. Unawares. He sent angels. Huh? Oh, preacher, you don't believe that junk, do you? Yes, I do. You can put it on record. Yes, I do. I believe God sends you people sometime. It ain't nothing but an angel of the Lord. Not all the time, I'm talking, but sometime. Sometime. There's how many things the Lord going to have to do to prove Himself to you? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, I want you to listen to that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. How'd they obtain a good report? By faith. Now, everything that was made by God, but that was made through faith, my friend, was not made out of things which do appear. No, sir. Did you hear that? Out of things which do appear. They wasn't made out of things which do appear. If you see things, my friend, it's really not a faith. Do you know that? But if you've got faith, my friend, don't mean you're going to see, my friend, it work, but you will experience, thank God, how it works. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Come and get a verse of a song. Can I read this to you? Can I read this to you? There's things that the Lord wants to do for His people. And I'm just going to be honest with you. For the most part, we ain't looking for it. Do you know that? We're looking for something else. Now, when we ask the Lord to do something, you ought to get up looking. You ought to get up looking. If you ask the Lord to do something for you, you ought to get up believing, thank God He's going to do it. Until He shows you different. Until He shows you different. You think about this verse. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I read that right. I quoted some of it right. But the things which are made, my friend, were not made of things which do appear. I don't believe you'll see faith. Preacher, God's going to work it out. I just don't know how. Well, that's a good conception. That's a good conception, as long as you know God's going to do it. You hear me? Sometimes the Lord gets me and you involved. You know that? Sometimes the Lord gets me and you involved. Yes, He does. Yes, He does. Elijah prayed that it might not rain. It didn't rain. Did you know that drought affected? It affected Elijah. It did. It affected him. His brook dried up. Did it not? Dried up. The Lord said, you go down there in the city. He said, I've commanded a little woman to sustain thee. He got down there, my friend. He didn't find T-bone steak on the plate. No, sir. He found a little woman gathering two sticks, her and her son. Did he not? And she had done been to the meal barrel. And she told him, she said, we ain't got enough. Exactly what she told him. She said, not so, my Lord, we've not got enough. He said, go make me a cake. Just go make me a cake. Huh? She made him a cake. Yes, sir. And she made another cake and another cake. Yes, sir. And she ate. She eat, her son eat, and Elijah eat throughout the whole time of the famine. Is that not right? The whole time. I believe it lasted, thank God, till there's corn come off the stalk. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, yet the evidence of things not seen. You believe in the Lord, you'll believe by faith. You'll have some faith. You get saved, I believe the Bible says, by grace, through faith. Is that not right? Faith. Faith plays a large part. Large part. In your believing. You believe. Preacher, I ain't seen enough. Quit looking. Just believe. Just believe. You say, He'll prove Himself to you. He'll do it. I just believe. It's all I can tell you. I just believe somewhere on your journey, my friend, God will show you that He is God. And besides Him, there's none other. If you'll believe that He is God, and besides Him, there's none other, I believe He'll show you. And somewhere along the journey, I believe He'll show them round about you also that there is a God. When Elijah called that fire down out of heaven, did you know that those prophets of Baal and those that sat at Jezebel's table was there in the midst? The deal was the God that answers by fire. Is that not right? I believe they seen the fire. It don't say they believed, but I believe they seen the fire. Huh? I believe they had to believe something, don't you? Let us stand.